This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Wednesday, July 7th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Immigrants provide a steady source of talented and dedicated workers. The terms under which they arrive and work charge the debate about how to handle illegal immigration. Stuart Anderson is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute and executive director of the National Foundation for American Policy. He edits Cato's Immigration Reform Bulletin. We spoke following a Capitol Hill briefing on immigration held last week.
I think the biggest mistake that members of Congress are making today is the belief that you can secure the border only through means of immigration enforcement. And what that means is that the current prevailing view for many members of Congress is that if you continue to increase the Border Patrol enough and build more fences and possibly add more sanctions against employers or otherwise make it harder for people to get to be able to get work in the United States if they're here illegally, that alone would be able to end illegal immigration. But what we really know is that you need some type of market mechanism, and the easiest one is having legal visas available. So if someone at the lower end of the skill spectrum wants to work in a hotel, a restaurant, or other type of hospitality or construction sector, that and there's an employer that's willing to hire them, instead of them being hired illegally, as is often the case today, they would instead be hired legally. That would free up a tremendous amount of resources at the border and elsewhere, and it would actually result in a much more secure border than we have today.
There was a question at the briefing that dealt with, there are a lot of jobs that Americans just don't want, and the suggestion came up that there be some sort of government-appointed body that would then be placed in charge of determining whether or not certain job categories simply didn't have enough Americans desirous of those jobs that would trigger allowing immigrants to come in the United States and fill those jobs. What do you think of that idea?
Well, sometimes there are good policy ideas, sometimes there are bad policy ideas. Probably the worst policy idea I've heard in the last year or two is the idea of having a government commission that would be able to set the level of workers at the low or high end who could come into the United States to work. Or if they were international students, transfer into a high skill visa category inside the United States. The way that would work is you would have 5 to 7 appointed commissioners who it is said would look at some type of employment data or other type of data and determine exactly how many people should be allowed in different sectors, or at least generally in the economy, for different visa levels. And the obvious problem of this is it gets at the classic Hayek problem of anyone feeling that 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 people would have enough information to be able to select on behalf of all employers in the United States how many workers they need. It is not only impossible to be able to do such calculations. It would actually be quite harmful because you would likely get us back into a situation at least as bad, if not worse, in terms of people not being able to come in and work legally at lower skill jobs because there wouldn't be able to be enough visas. And at the higher end, there would be great pressure on these commissioners to not allow enough people to come in at the higher end, and basically all the decisions would pretty much be arbitrary based on the personal beliefs of whoever was appointed to these commissioner slots.
And ultimately, one would hope that the price of some portion of labor for a person doing this job might be an effective enough signal to tell everyone in the economy just how valuable those jobs are.
That's right. And it's also We know there's not a fixed number of jobs, and that is actually the number one problem in both the trade and immigration debate, the belief that there is just a fixed number of jobs. And that's where you get a commission, such as what you were alluding to, presenting such problems. If there's a belief that there's only this number of jobs, rather than jobs vary based on the amount of capital spent, consumer spending, then what we would have is a commission could actually take any immigration deal that Congress could vote on, in which it said we're going to have this many high-skill visas, this many low-skill visas, and overrule that within 6 months and set up a whole new system. So it would really make no sense from the perspective of a member of Congress who wants to vote on it for a particular piece of legislation, if that entire deal can be undone just months after whatever legislation becomes law.
The primary topic at the forum was whether or not a vibrant, robust guest worker program actually would go a long way toward meeting the goals of the people who are clamoring about controlling, securing the border. Is there a history of that type of program working in the U.S.?
Yes, and it's really perhaps the key question in the immigration debate. Would we be able to incentivize individuals to come in legally by having a legal visa system rather than the current system where it's really very difficult to come in legally, and so people end up risking their lives, and usually hundreds of people die each year trying to come in to work legally, and B, you create a system where people feel there's a lawlessness going on, in which Border Patrol end up having to apprehend people, and other associated problems related to criminal gangs who control the human smuggling. And what we saw in the past is that under the Bracero program, which is an agricultural labor program, you saw that what happened was that Mexican farm workers were able to come in legally to work. And when there was increased enforcement around 1953-54, what you saw happen was at the same time the United States government made it easier for people to come in legally on under the Bracero program. And while in 1953, approximately 880,000 people were apprehended at the border, which is kind of a proxy for illegal entry, by 1959, the numbers had fallen to well under 100,000, which all told represented approximately a 95% decrease in illegal entry. The Bracero program later was tightened up in terms of its rules, and then abandoned altogether by Congress under complaints from labor advocates in 1964, and we saw that was really the beginning of the great increases in illegal entry that we really see up to the present day.
Stuart Anderson is an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute and executive director of the National Foundation for American Policy. He edits Cato's Immigration Reform Bulletin. You can subscribe at cato.org.